Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sleep enthusiast. Ever feel like your brain's a hamster wheel spinning out of control at night? Like you're battling an army of thoughts that just won't quit? You know that feeling when you toss and turn, staring at the ceiling, wondering if tomorrow will ever come? Well, trust me, you're not alone. Tonight, we're diving deep into a topic that keeps many of us up at night, stress and insomnia. It's like this vicious cycle, right? Stress keeps us awake, and lack of sleep fuels even more stress. We're going to break down this link, understand why it happens, and most importantly, give you some practical tools to break free from the grip of sleepless nights. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you navigate the stress-sleep rollercoaster. First, let's be real, stress is a part of life. Deadlines, relationships, finances, we all have stuff on our plates. But when stress becomes chronic, it throws our entire system out of whack. It floods our bodies with cortisol, that fight-or-flight hormone. In the short term, this is helpful, giving us energy to deal with challenges. But chronically elevated cortisol levels mess with our sleep patterns big time. It's like your body is stuck in overdrive, constantly on alert, making it near impossible to wind down and drift off. Second, think about how stress manifests physically. Tight shoulders, a racing heart, headaches, these are all common symptoms. But did you know that stress can also cause digestive issues, muscle tension, and even skin problems? All of this can contribute to discomfort at bedtime, making it even harder to relax. Third, stress often keeps our minds racing. We replay conversations, worry about the future, or get caught in a loop of negative thoughts. This mental chatter is like a spotlight shining directly on your brain, making it impossible to switch off and fall asleep. It's like trying to sleep at a party going on upstairs. Fourth, stress can disrupt our entire circadian rhythm, that natural sleep-wake cycle. It messes with the production of melatonin, the hormone responsible for making us sleepy. When melatonin levels are disrupted, we struggle to feel tired at night and wake up feeling groggy in the morning. It's like our internal clock is out of sync. Fifth, remember this. You're not alone in this struggle. Millions of people experience stress-induced insomnia. The good news is that there are effective strategies to manage stress and improve your sleep. We'll talk about some practical techniques in a bit. Let's take a look at a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, a busy graphic designer with a looming deadline for a major project. She's constantly checking emails, working late nights, and juggling meetings. She feels overwhelmed and anxious, which keeps her up at night. Sarah's mind races with worries about the presentation, potential client feedback, and meeting the deadline. Her shoulders are tense, she has trouble concentrating, and even simple tasks feel exhausting. Sound familiar? Now, here's where we turn things around. Sarah can implement some strategies to manage her stress and improve her sleep. First, prioritize self-care, taking time for activities she enjoys like yoga, reading, or spending time in nature. Second, establish a calming bedtime routine, a warm bath, reading a book, or listening to soothing music can signal to her body that it's time to relax. Third, practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing exercises to quiet her racing thoughts. Remember, taking control of your sleep is about making conscious choices and incorporating healthy habits into your daily routine. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. So, what are the key takeaways from tonight's episode? Stress is a major contributor to insomnia, but we have the power to manage it. By understanding how stress affects our sleep, practicing self-care, incorporating relaxation techniques, and creating a calming bedtime routine, we can break free from the cycle of sleepless nights and reclaim our rest. Now, go out there, prioritize your sleep, and remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Nightly Calm, where we'll explore more tips and tricks to help you get a good night's sleep. Sweet dreams, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.